think I was in Srivati's first ever retreat. I wasn't. Why not? Well, if I wasn't, I was on the second one. Very early on. I got to know Srivati, who wasn't Srivati then, of course. Very early on in her attachment to the movement, I was going to say. Wasn't what I meant to say, but anyway. Her connection with the movement. And we've spent many a good evening together, me and Srivati, watching the Oscars, other sort of spiritual practices like that. And there's a wee song that some of you might know, actually, which... She won't mind if I share with you. Some of you have probably heard this. This came from when we lived in Samayatara, where various other people have lived too, like Ratnavandana. And it goes, barley cup, barley cup, ooh, barley, barley cup, barley cup, barley cup. Have you never heard that? Oh, it's great. It's a sort of real, you know, it's a metaphor, or is it literal, about community living and what you can overcome by living together. She's looking embarrassed. Well, she was a bit nervous, so I'm just trying to make her feel less nervous. I don't think I'm succeeding. So, I think I better shut up and get on with it. Anyway, Srivati, whose name means she who is full of beauty, grace, glory, radiance and loveliness. It's not bad, is it? Well, Srivati is, to use her own expression, an order member without a portfolio at the moment. But she has a long curriculum vitae, even if she hasn't got a portfolio at the moment. Srivati has been ordained for 7 years, like Vidyadevi, and she's put a lot of effort over the years into arts events in the movement. She was chairwoman for some time of FWBO Arts and still has... I thought you were chairwoman. We used to come to the chairman's meeting. All right, okay. Srivati was secretary to the... to FWB Arts, but we all know that it's the secretaries that do all the work. Don't we? And as I say, she's put a lot, it's just getting difficult to, I've got to find, be serious here, because actually Srivati's a pal of mine and I think she's smashing. And I always really enjoy talking to her as well, and she's got a really lively imagination. She's got a real beauty in her approach to the Dharma and a beauty in her approach to life, which goes with her name, actually. And she's a lot of fun, but she's also a woman with a lot of seriousness who thinks as well. And at the moment, she's in a period where she's shifting the emphasis in her life. She's in quite a fluid period at the moment, which I think is possibly partly why she's a wee bit nervous about giving a talk, yeah? But actually, that kind of fluidity and somebody being brave enough to be in that fluidity and actually just see what comes out of it is very valuable. And I'm looking forward to hearing her talk, which she's going to give, which has got a beautiful title. It's called Crossing the Rainbow Bridge.